Hey guys, I'm Bailey, and welcome back to Bailey's TV Rants, where I rant about all my favorite TV shows.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the podcast. Today, I'm talking about Legends of Tomorrow, episode 6 of 7, titled Back to the Future. Wow, back to the finale part 2. It's just Back to the Future, you know, reference. But before we get started, let's talk about last week's episode, of course. Yeah. So Mick and Caleb finally arrived on the alien planet, and we're working to get Sarah out. Never got there. Gary is still around. He successfully found fuel cells and went back to Sarah to let her know. So good on Gary. Yeah. Alien Amelia Earhart is back. She's still the Wave Rider, went back to Earth. And the Legends found her, of course. But Ava aggravated her, and Amelia Earhart turned full alien. And the alien said it killed Sarah, which technically it did. And so that Ava thinks Sarah's dead, but not really, because Bishop cloned Sarah. And that was the cliffhanger we left on last episode. So, yay. I cried, just to be open with everybody. I did cry. It was hard to watch, because, you know, that's OG Sarah. She's been through a lot, you know? We always think Sarah never dies. Well, this time she did. So, yeah, I was not too thrilled. Hopefully, maybe figure something out. I don't know. How is Sarah gonna escape? What is Ava like right now? Legends are going back to last year's finale to maybe try and stop Sarah from just being abducted in the first place. So, let's see how things work out. Alrighty, so start off right where we left off. Sarah with the OG dead Sarah laying in front of her. Bishop's like, yeah, you're a clone. Because there is no cure for that alien bite that you got. So you're dead. And what I basically gave you was a primer to, you know, collect your DNA and clone you. And he explains, like, his whole plan with, you know, making an army of Sarah alien clones and repopulating the universe with them. And she's like, you're insane. Yeah, and she's just not going along with Bishop anymore. Also, Bishop killed himself because he was stupid and useless, because Sarah practically broke his whole body and, you know, took in the new clone body, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, so Ava clones take Sarah away, but the only thing I questioned about that part was Sarah didn't, like, fight back, so does she have, like, another plan? I don't know. She'll figure it out. It's fine. But I just felt like she would fight a little bit more. And so they take her away, and Bishop's like, yeah, no. You take her away, and I'll just make a better clone that will, you know, work with me. So, yay. That's going to happen. And then we cut to Ava being very depressed in her room, having the clip that David Bowie filmed of her with the ring. That's just on replay. And dang, she Oh, it was really hard to watch that. I wanted to cry all over again. Nate comes in with some food. He's like, "Hey, how you doing?" She's like, "Obviously not okay. I don't want to do anything." He's like, "You need to eat." She's like, "I don't want to eat. I'm just done." He's like, "Okay, yeah." So she's so done. So Nate, he's like, "All right, well, if you need anything, you can obviously ask Gideon, but you can also ask, me." And he goes back to the legends who are in, the kitchen area, dining room thing. And Zari immediately, Zari is the first one to ask, "How is she?" Because, Zari and our friends. And Nate's like, "Yeah, not good. She still won't eat." So it literally hasn't eaten, I don't know for how long, but yeah, that's a harsh one. And everybody's really just down in the dumps. And kind of Nate's taken a little bit of charge on this one with Ava, out, and Sarah, who they think is dead, is obviously not there. And so they're like, "Okay, well, she can be on her own, but all the rest of the legends need to be together." So Nate is gonna go find Bayretta, and Zari's gonna come with him. And we cut to Mick and Kayla. They finish up having sex, and Kayla realizes that Bishop probably put up the barrier again, and it makes like, okay, so they go out and they can breathe, so they're good to go. And they're going to go out and get Sarah. Well, Mick wants to get Sarah. Kayla just wants to leave, and he's like, "No, we still need to get Sarah." And Kayla's like, "Okay, you have until the third moon sets." He's like, "That I can do." So Mick goes out. And then Mick goes out. Oh, and he starts walking and he sees some Ava clones and they see him. And he's like, "Oh, great, he got caught." And they're gonna like shoot him. And one of them's like, no. And take off the helmet. It's Gary. Gary's like, "Nah, it makes an acquired taste." And so Gary's there with Mick. Now they're gonna team up against Sarah. Woo! But back to the Wave Rider, Nate and Zari are in Behrad's area, and he's not there. And Nick's like, "Something suspicious. His thinking music is on, his thinking lead is out. Bayrod's been thinking." Zari doesn't understand what's going on, but and they see the whiteboard that Bayrod's doing all the work on, because Behrad is super smart. And Bayrod's gone back to the finale of last season to stop Sarah from being abducted. And so they all go back to London and find Bayrod. And Bayrod's like, "I don't care if you try to stop me, I'm going to stop Sarah from being abducted." And they're like, "Yeah, we know. We want to help you do it correctly because, you got to be careful with this kinds of stuff." So that's what they're going to do. Woo. Okay. Let's continue.
Alrighty. We start off with the legends in the little diner that's outside of the like warehouse place where the concert is. They're trying to figure out what to do. How are they going to go in this plan? Because everybody was there, right? So they don't really got a lot of options. So Bayrod's, doing his thinky, and he gets a little reminder that it's like his smoke o'clock, right? He's like, "Well, wait a minute. If I smoke every time this night, I went onto the roof to smoke, so I won't be in the building at the time." So perfect. So Bayrod is the first one to go try and do something. So he immediately walks out. He's trying to think of things today, obviously giving some corny lines, stuff like that. And then Sarah comes out of a time portal. She sees Bayrod. She's like, "Oh, hey, what's that?" And then, it's like, "Nothing," like, blah, 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 trying to figure things out. And she's like, "I'll let you know." It's like, "I'm gonna propose to Avatine." And she shows him the ring. I'm sorry, I cannot talk apparently. And he's like, "Oh, where did you get that? That's so cool, blah, blah, blah." And
Sarah got it from her mom. Why we freaking we haven't seen Sarah's mom in forever, man. Like, forever, ever. Like, it has been so goddamn long. I miss that girl, man. Bring Sarah's mom back, you know? I'd love to see that conversation about Sarah talking about Ava. Like, so good. Yeah, and so Barrett's like, oh, cool, blah, blah, blah. And then Ava comes walking out, and they like, Sarah has to hide the ring behind her back. Oh, adorable. And they're like, hey, what's going on? She's like, nothing, but Charlie's gonna go play. Let's go back inside. They're like, yeah. But Barrett obviously is, it's smoke o'clock for him. That's why he's not going. Air quotes with that, you know what I mean? And so that plan. So they're trying to get to figure out what's up with Sarah. What are her plans? How can they stop her? So first part is she's gonna propose to Ava no matter what tonight. And then we get to current Sarah. And the Ava clones are taking her out to execute her. She has changed into some black getup, which, like to say, looks very good. And Sarah starts, fighting her way out. Their Ava clones are fighting back. And Garrett comes up, and so does Nurse Ava, Dr. Ava. What is she? Is she Nurse Ava or Dr. Ava? I have no idea. Why don't I know this? Wow. Points off for me for not knowing the difference. And they're like, no, she's with us. Nurse Ava's like, we are helping her. Like, oh, okay. And they say we, and Sarah's like, we. And then she sees Mick, and oh, Mick and Sarah reunited. The OGs, kind of. And Mick's just like, the Wave Riders sucked without you. Lol. I mean, it probably did suck without her, because, Sarah's the best one there. Yeah. And so they are going to. They need to devise a plan to do things. So, what they're going to do is pretty much blow the whole place up. Woo woo. And then we cut back to the legends, and after Bayrod's failed attempt to do something. Okay, what can we do now? We're all there. Sarah's not going anywhere without proposing to Ava tonight. And so like, well, Zari and Constantine are like, well, not all of us were there. And Astra's like, oh, really? Is something you'd like to say? I was like, that was so good. I love Astra's like snarky sarcasm. It's so fun. They're like, yeah, well, John's like 20 minutes. We're kind of out of the picture. And Zara's like going back and forth. He's like, what? A generous 10. Constantine's like 15. And he's like, an 8. I was like, oh, these two. Oh, like, the relationship just gets better and better for me. I know there's some people out there that don't care for it, but I'm kind of enjoying it now. I don't know. And so now it's Constantine and Zarya's turn to go out. So they're walking out. They find Ava. They're like, hey, where's Sarah? Like, she's in the bathroom. He's like, oh. And Zarya's like, yeah, she stole my makeup, but now John needs it. They're like totally playing it off so badly. It's horrible. So funny. And so it was like, yeah, okay. So they go in the bathroom, find Sarah, who's over the toilet throwing up, and they're like, oh, you're really drunk, right? She's like, actually, no, I'm not. I actually need more drinks. They're like, oh, you're nervous about proposing. She's like, how did you guys know? They're like, oh, Bayra told you. Yeah. And so they're like, don't be nervous. John's like totally like hyping her up. Best hype man, right? He's like, no, you gotta do it. Love is love, blah, blah, blah. Sarah's not having it. She's like, are you Okay, it's Charlie. Like, it was so good. Imagine if Maisie came back to do Charlie. That'd be amazing. And so, yeah, so they push Sarah off. Didn't quite work. And Zara's like, "What was that?" And he's like, "What is what I was saying?" She catches on that Constantine doesn't have her magic. I knew she was gonna find out. She's super smart, Zara 2.0. And yeah, she's like, "Yeah, well, I don't have my magic, and I'm trying to get it back, but it's not working." So, that's how it is. And Zara's like, "Okay, well, we got other things to deal with. We need a plan C now to get to save Sarah." And John's like, "Yeah, and a plan D to save me." So they walk out. Ava from that time watches them leave and then sees that time's John and Zari come out from, having sex, right? And she catches on. So she follows futures of right now back to the diner. And they're all just like, "Oh, hey, we're just celebrating in here." And she's like, "Yeah, no, I know what's going on. Y'all are from the future trying to do stuff. And since I'm not here, I know something's going on. So how about you not do this and just go back to your timeline?" And so they're like, no, we have a good reason." She's like, "I don't want to hear it." They're just like having this argument. And Ava's like, "I don't even know what wants to go on. Just you guys need to leave. It's always a bad idea with this." So that's fun. And then she leaves. But then Spooner comes out because convenience, right, guys? She just comes out like, and she didn't even hear the conversation. Like, what the heck? Like, I feel like you would be able to hear that conversation. Anyways, and then back to Sarah on the alien planet. She's going to another fuel cell because they have to blow them up all at the same time with Nurse Ava, and she cuts her hand on the fuel cell. So, she's got this big gash, and they're like, "Oh no!" And then it just heals on its own. And I've been saying Sarah's an alien because this is how we find out why, is because Bishop did something to her. Or no, he actually did it. No, he hasn't said it yet. I'm sorry, I'm jumping forward. And no, and he's like, Sarah's like, "Oh, regeneration. Bishop did something." And so she's like, "Everybody hold off on exploding everything. I gotta go deal with Bishop." So she goes into Bishop. And she's like, "Yo, what did you do with me?" Punches him again. I love it when she punches Bishop. I don't know why. It's super hot. And I just don't like Bishop anyways. So two for two. You know what I mean? But let's see what Bishop has done. Alrighty, so Bishop admits it. He combined an alien with the new Sarah clone. He is crazy, and I hate him for it. And Sarah agrees, she hates him and thinks he's crazy. And so she punches him and she sticks him like paralyzer or whatever in his neck, so because he's like, "If you kill me, I'll just come back again, of course." And so she's like, "Nah, I'm just gonna paralyze you." And so he just starts like getting paralyzed. It's funny, he's like, "You can't do anything, blah blah blah." And Sarah's like, "No, what I am gonna do is I'm gonna take your whole thing down, I will make a clean clone of myself and blow your whole place up." So, he's like, "Good luck with that, blah blah blah." She just boom, and she's out of there. She's working on it, and then we cut to the legends. Now they're trying to figure out what to do. Bayrat has a plan, to use a mannequin. So that's fun. Yeah, she's gonna use a mannequin. Interesting. But then we go back to Sarah. Sarah's trying to work out. She finds Nurse Ava, and she's like, "Hey, you know how to make a clean clone of myself?" And she's like, no, that was like Bishop's whole thing." And Sarah's like, no, I believe in you. You can do it. let's go. She's like, okay, because Sarah will believe in any Ava she ever meets because she knows what Ava is like. So they're going to go do that. And then back to the legends in the diner. Bayron has this plan to make an exploding mannequin. They're like, yeah, this plan's like really bad. Like, you have to do time things so perfectly with this that like maybe we should not. And he's like, no, it's going to work out. I figured everything out. So that's their plan for now. And Spooner has to go in because Spooner's the only one that wasn't there at that point. And, you know, try to keep things fine and okay there. So, yeah. Just whatever you do, just don't do anything stupid. And don't talk to Sarah. And guess who sits right next down to Spooner at the bar? Sarah. So we're finally getting a Spooner and Sarah moment. Let's do it!
So, Sarah and Spooner have, like, the most amazing little heart-to-heart. Finally, them talking. It's not, like, present Sarah, but still, like, this is their first interaction, and it's so great. Just so, so great. And so Sarah gets Spooner to kind of open up about being with the Legends. Of course, Spooner doesn't say she's with the Legends because that would mess things up. Spooner, you know, just has... 5:34 p.m. Oh, what the heck? Sorry. Spooner just has some, you know, concerns about being with them. They'll never accept her. And so, you know, that sort of dealio. And Sarah, you know, reassures her, like, nah, sounds like you're doing great. You're on this amazing journey and you're going to do all these things. Just so good. And then Sarah opens up about, you know, proposing to Ava and her concerns about that. And of course, Spooner knows Ava and has a good relationship with Ava. So, you know, she's like playing it off like she obviously doesn't know Ava, but she does. And it's just so good. It's so cute, so wholesome. And Sarah's like, I might like change and stuff. And I'm afraid she's, you know, not going to be the same person I am now. And this is such a good part of the episode. I loved it so much. Yeah, so it was a great heart-to-heart, and they both, like, just reassure each other that I just know their relationship now is going to be so good and enjoyable. And then we go to the Legends in the diner, and they are still working on the plan. Zari is fixing up the mannequin so it looks nice. And Nate has eaten too much curry and has to go to the bathroom, which, of course. So, Nate, like, this Nate-Constantine mixture guy comes in. And they're like, what the heck? And so he's like, this is me from the timeline where that mannequin goes off. And it obviously doesn't go right because, like, what happens? And it's like, you cannot explode that mannequin. You cannot set that mannequin off because all the aliens land in the Gilded Age in New York and something happens with Constantine and it's a whole goddamn mess. And yeah, so that's fun. And then Spooner's like, hey, oh, and Sarah also, David Bowie comes back. Oh my God. And so Sarah does the whole thing where the video gets recorded. And then she walks out to go into the, you know, parking lot with the legends. And Bayrod's like, I'm not gonna let her die. And so he runs out there to try and stop Sarah. And then this Nate Constantine thing, he like disappears and our Nate comes back and just totally missed the whole thing. Cause once again, convenience. And then Sarah's like catching on to that they're trying to do something because she can kind of feel the effects, you know? And so Ava is working on creating the new, just regular human Sarah. And then Mick comes into Bishop's office and he's like holding an Ava clone like hostage or something. And so he shoots Bishop and kills him. And that means Bishop can now, you know, make a new one of myself, which is what we did not want. And so Mick kind of ruined the whole thing, and Bishop uploads his consciousness, so he can now, like, he's, like, on the computer or something. It's no good, Mick. He's so close to doing good. He had to, you know, ruin it. It's fine. It's okay. It's fine. And so they're like, great, now we're really struggling here. And then, gosh, there's so many things happening. Whew. Yeah, so yeah, and I'm just, oh my goodness. Yeah, so Mick kind of ruined the whole thing there. Then we, Bayrod is out hiding behind the bug that the legends walk past. And he's like trying to yell at Sarah. Sarah turns around, and this is why Sarah turns around. Everything happens here like it did in the finale. Like, I think the writers did a good job with that, and I'll talk a little bit about that later. And so Bayrod's like trying to like whisper to Sarah, like, hey, don't blah blah blah, you're gonna blah blah blah. And so Sarah turns around and then gets, you know, and gets abducted again, and Bayrod's like, no, and that's where we get off. So yeah, nothing seemed to work here. So yeah, good job guys. Because that always happens. So let's find out how Sarah escapes. So Sarah has an ultimatum. Either she can't finish the human clone of herself and let Bishop print himself anywhere in the universe, or she can destroy Bishop, get out there and blow the whole place up, but only go back as the clone alien Sarah. And so Sarah's upset because she wants to just come back human. She doesn't want to be alien, but she doesn't have enough time because Bishop is uploading faster than the human clone. And so she's starting to deal with things. Mick finally comes in. He's like, what's happening? And she's like, I'm a monster. Blah, 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 blah. Mick's like, what? She's like, I'm damaged. And Mick gives her this great pep talk. It's like, no, that's why we need you, blah, blah, blah. It's so good. I love their relationship. Gets Sarah on board. She's like, okay, let's go. So Nurse Ava, Sarah, and Mick get out of there. Gary pushes the button. The whole thing goes kablooh as they run out, you know? It's like the explosion running scene. It's like a whole action movie up in here this episode. And so they go out, and Kayla, who is already at the ship, of course, has left. They've left them there, and they're like, great. And Mick's like, no, she would never do that. And so they keep moving. They have their mask on because the bear's gone down. And then we see the Kayla ship come in, blasting the aliens that are chasing after them. And she lands, and she's like, yeah, well, God, they were kind of just attacking my ship, so I had to get off the ground. So she's come back. They're all fighting aliens. Kayla turns back into her alien form and fighting them. They get on the ship, but Kayla has gone. Where did she go? We don't know. She's gone. But I love the moment where Sarah's like, you're Kayla? It was the moment like when Sarah saw a human form of Gideon the first time. It's like, you're Gideon, you're hot, right? Such a good moment. And then, yeah, and so they're on the ship, but Kayla's already found. They're getting up. All the aliens are attacking the ship, and Mick has to go and has to let Kayla be there without knowing where she went. Poor Mick, he can never find love. But the clones of Ava stay because it's their home. They're like, we can survive. like warrior scientists, chefs, like, so it's their home. Maybe we can see them again someday. Who knows? But yeah, and so they have made it out. Sarah, Ava, and Mick have made it out. And now Sarah's going back to Ava. Ah! Oh man, guys. Oh guys. Okay, so first we start off with Ava. She's still in her room playing that clip of Sarah from David Bowie on repeat. And then it gets all messed up and she can't watch it. She's just like, oh, dang it. Ah. A little moment of silence. And then Ava. Oh my God, did that hit so hard. Sarah just walks in. She didn't even go to the concert first. She went straight to the Wave Rider. And Ava just cannot believe it. She's just like, is that really you? And Sarah's like, yeah. She's like, I don't want to turn around because I feel like you're going to disappear again. And so Sarah just walks up to her and touches her. And they just like hug and they just fall on the couch. And they're like, I'm never going anywhere again. And this is so perfect. And I just love you so much. And then Gary and Mick are walking through. And Gary's like, oh, Ava will be happy to see me. And Mick's like, no, she won't. Because she's Sarah. And then back to Sarah and Ava. They're just like, oh my goodness, blah, blah, blah. So many things have happened. And stuff with the legends, I don't even know who they are. And Sarah's like, oh, I know exactly where they're, because she knows they were trying to fix the timeline. And so then we cut to the legends in the diner. They're all giving a toast to Sarah because, you know, they finally, you know, realize they couldn't do anything. And then they're like, who wants to go first? Sarah walks in. She's like, how about me? And they're just like, oh, yeah. And they're just like cheering and hugging. And they're like, oh my gosh, it's everybody's back together. They're so happy. Sarah looks great. Yeah, so fun. And so then, yeah, but before that, we actually started off with Bayrod being upset because he thought it was his fault because he was the one who distracted Sarah. And Ash is like, nah, blah, 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 blah. And then the mannequin gets thrown in the dumpster, and that's important for later. And now we're at the later part. They walk out, like, the last season's finale, and John's finally okay with not having his magic because he has Zari. And then Sarah and Ava are walking together, and Ava's like, there's so much that happened because Sarah's noticing that Constantine and Zari are, like, real close now, right? And yeah, and then blah, blah, blah. Sarah's like, tonight the night I'm going to propose to my girlfriend. So she gets down one knee, and Ava immediately goes, yes! And Sarah's like, no, not yet, man. And so she pulls out a piece of paper, and she has her vows. Not vows, but, you know, her proposal speech. And they're so good, because Ava's her home. And wherever Ava is, that is her home. And I just thought it was so perfect. And then it was like, is this the part where I say yes? And Sarah's like, no. So she pulls out the ring and she pops the question. And they're just like, Ava just can't believe it. And Sarah's like, now's the time where you say yes. And she's like, oh, yes, 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 yes. So good. And she gives the ring that she got from her mom. This is so perfect. So perfect. Everybody's cheering, and then the exploding mannequin goes off, and the dumpster, and there's fireworks, and they kiss, and everybody's cheering, and it's so good. Yeah! This is definitely like a mid-season finale episode. So good. Thank God for this episode after last week's episode. Like, it's perfect. So good. I'm so happy. I'm overjoyed. It filled my heart with joy. It was so many, so good. So good, except for the part where Sava's part alien, but nobody else knows that except for Mick and I think Gary. It's fine. She might tell him, she might not. I don't know. But drama, you know, it was just, definitely favorite episode of the season. Yeah, it's up there. Bravo. Thank you, writers, for doing that. Woo! So good. Yeah. Amazing. Okay, next week's episode, preview. Oh, what's gonna happen next? It's Sarah's getting right back into it, man. She's like, let's go. And everybody's like, you are going too fast. Finger guns are back. Quips are back. Wild West. Oh, we're going back Wild West. Yes, 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 yes. And Sarah's like, I'm bulletproof. Ahaha. Oh, great. Okay, we're going back to Wild West. Good. One of my favorite times in Legends, Wild West. Whoa. Okay, perfect. Yeah, so that's fun. Oh, yay, 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 yay. Yeah. We're doing it. We're going back to the Wild West. Let's go. Oh my gosh, guys. I'm so happy now. I'm okay. Like, I cried both weeks. One for sadness and one because I was so happy. Ooh, guys, this one. Such a good episode. So good. And now how is Sarah gonna tell team that she's part alien because she's gonna be bulletproof next episode in the Wild Wild West. Oh my gosh. Jess McCallum's range this season, round of applause, reminds me of Kat in the first part of season 4. Similar thingies, I would say. And it's a bravo sort of deal. So good. Oh. But now what's the rest of the season going to be like if Bishop's gone? Or maybe he's not gone. I hope he's gone. But I don't know. So yeah, so we'll see what happens. But anyway, guys, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. I did not think this was how Legends was going to go. I mean, we still have the aliens to deal with in the timeline. But with this first part, Sarah and the whole Bishop thing, not that I like Bishop, but I really enjoyed it, and I liked it going that way than what I thought. I really don't know what I thought, but this was good. I thoroughly enjoyed it. And we still got more to come. So once again, thank you guys for listening. I'll be here next week for 608, and I'll catch you guys next time.
And that's the end of the episode, guys. Remember, follow me on Instagram at Bailey's_vlogs_, Twitter at Bailey's TV Rants, and on TikTok at Naughty Hot. Thanks all for listening, and I'll see you guys next time.